Blog Talk Radio.
It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. How is everyone doing? I am doing absolutely fabulous. I really, really am. I had good news from the doctor today, so I'm really getting, you know, really feeling good about that. And also, this is my semi-return to the radio station, or the blog talk station, I should say. And I'm a little bit excited about that, too. I've got a whole lot coming up that I want to talk to you about. But right now, just waiting for my guest, Von Braun, a.k.a. Diva, to call in. I cannot believe this woman. I told her to be there and be out there at 8 o'clock. And guess what? She ain't called me. But, hey, you know, she might be, you know, brushing her teeth, making some dinner, you know, who knows. But anyway, how the hell is everyone? It is Monday, March 24th, 8:03 here in Cali, 9:03 if you are in the Texas states, and at 10:03 if you are in New York. New York. I know somebody who wished they were in New York, and their ass ain't in New York, but, hey. Anyway, I'm doing great. I'm feeling really, really good, a lot better. I am not on the oxygen right now, but I am breathing a lot better, but I have to be on it at night when I'm asleep. But, you know, hey, that's better than how it was prior. So I'm good. I'm feeling really, really good about it. So anyway, tonight, as I said, my guest is the one and only Diva, who is actually my sister. She's going to talk about Greeks, about her step show, and also about the cutest little thing called tutus and tennis shoes. I tried to download the song so we could play it, but of course that didn't work out the way I thought it was going to be. But anyway, without further ado, because we have 5 minutes already in and I've yakking, let me bring her on for you, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Von Braun, a.k.a. Diva.
Hey,
Sissy. How are you, darling?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Better.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just telling the listeners about you doing the step show, which we've been really excited about. And tell the listeners a little bit about that so they can know, you know, what's going on and, you know, if they want to be a part of it, if they're Greeks, they can.
Okay. I am the founder of Theta Delta Alpha Sorority, and we are having a step show called Show Up and Show Out. So if you would like to participate in that step show, it's 500 Linden, and you IM me in World to get the application. We will have a meeting about the step show April 17th, and that will also be the day that you turn in your application and your entry fee. The step show is actually April 25th.
Now, let them know, Sissy, what name they should look for in World, because some of them may not know.
That one and only badass diva. Did you hear me, Sissy?
I didn't hear you. I'm like, did she say something?
I
did. She say, wait a minute. Oh. Badass diva. That's B-A-D-D-A-Z-Z-D-I-V-A.
Yeah, there you go. Because they'll be looking for badass diva and probably come up with somebody else if they spelled it correctly, which we all know none of y'all can spell. So there you go.
But let them know what they need. You know, if they do want to participate, what is it, you know, what is it about? What do they need to do so they can kind of get a little bit of, acknowledgement on what they need to do and what they, if they do want to do it.
Okay, what we're doing is it's a step show for sororities and fraternities, and what we need you all to do if you want to participate is give us one song that you're going to be performing to, because we're going to have a DJ and she's going to play all these songs in order for each sorority and fraternity. And we're just kind of doing something for fun, for unity, because I like to see sororities and fraternities do things together. And so we decided to do a step show for y'all to all come out and kind of show us what you got.
Exactly. I like the fact that you mentioned that, which we were going to discuss, the fact of the unity, in Second Life with the Greeks, because there's so many frats and sororities out there. It's not like anybody's in real big competition, because SL is a vast place. It's a big place where you can go do whatever you want to do. So when I see other sororities hating on other sororities, or frats hating on frats, or vice versa, whatever, it's kind of sad, because you would think that, you know, people would gasp the fact that it is what it is. Everybody has their own focus, their own, you know, colors, their own drive. So why would you want to get upset because someone else is in, you know, has a different sorority or a different, you know, frat? I kind of, you know, that kind of gets to me, because I'm thinking, just because you're not well known now doesn't mean later on you won't be. You know,
exactly.
If you put yourself out there, because it takes, you know, you can't just hit the ground and think everybody's going to know you. That just doesn't happen like that. It would be great if it did, you know. And if you're well known, sometimes that does happen that way, but more than likely you're going to have to work for what you want. And to me, I would rather work for it and feel like, wow, I worked for this. You know, this is, you know, I'm getting acknowledged because I work, not because of your name. Do you agree with me on that, Sissy?
Yes, because, I started my sorority September 1st of 2013. We're still new. We're not even a year old yet. But, you know, we are still working and getting out there and trying to get our name out there and letting everybody know that, you know, we are about unity and togetherness,
right,
and sisterhood. And because it's not a competition, we should all be out there be about the same thing, you know. And we
right.
like to do a lot of charity events, and every sorority and fraternity on SL has like a charity that they like to promote or whatever. And I think that's just what we all should be about. We should all be about unity and doing things in the community.
Right. Exactly. Totally agree, because that's supposed to be what your focus is. Your focus is supposed to be a sisterhood, a brotherhood, unity, you know, bringing something to the grid and hopefully bringing something outside of the grid, too, to real life. It shouldn't be about, you know, who looks better in their paddle, who looks better, you know, at their probate. It should be about, you know, coming together and really, like, trying to be strong and struggle through together, not separated, because that's the whole point. And that's one of the things with my Love Yourself First group, is that that's what I want. I want to have it where it's unified. I want to have it where we're trying to help each other as women and not, like, going against each other, because that we've got enough being women as it is to have to
exactly.
be going through BS, you know, of sororities and all this crap. And there's so many of them out there that, honest to God, it's not like you're going to miss something, you know, if
yeah.
you are not being recognized. It's just hard. Like Sissy just said, they're new and they're still striving, you know, but like you had to put in work. You really have to
yes,
put in. If you don't
you
put
do.
In work, there's no point in it, you know. And that's the problem. A lot of sororities, and I'm not throwing shade, so please don't give me any hate emails or I am in me and game and all that shit. Because you know me, I'll be like, screw you, move on. Because to me, it's like I'm not throwing any shade. But if you feel like it's you, then hey. But we should not be talking shit about each other. We should be unified, supportive. You know, that's the whole thing. Just because you may not like whoever's in the sorority or like the colors that they're wearing or like, you know, what their model is, doesn't matter. You know, that's your opinion. You know, you have a right to go to any sorority you want to, anyone. So it's not like you have to, you know, be the sorority or have to like what they like. It's, you know, just like Sis said, it's about unity, and that's what it should
it
be
is.
About.
And being a founder
one thing,
is hard.
Say again, Sissy.
I said, and being a founder is hard. It does.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah, I'm sure it is, because let me tell you, my boo is a founder of Theta Nu Theta. Theta Nu Theta! Woo!
Hey,
anyway. My boo and our brother is a part of, you know, it's
yes.
the founders of Theta Nu Theta, and they work hard. All those guys
yes,
work
do.
Hard. It really yeah. is unity with them. They all strive and work hard. And that's what, to me, makes a solid fraternity and a solid sorority, is when you
yes.
all work together and not against each other. Because once you start, you know, being like, oh, I'm the shit, then you are, yeah,
exactly.
you're the shit. Like Sissy said, it's not easy being a founder. And I'm sure I was a co-founder of New Gamma Rho, and it wasn't easy being a co-founder. So I could just imagine what the founders, Lovely and Yummy, were going through if I was a co-founder and was struggling. I could imagine what, you know, what they were going through. You know, I really could. You know, I basically, yes, I did leave New Gamma Rho because someone had asked me, I had five people ask me, why did I leave New Gamma Rho? So let me make it clear right now, while I'm on air, I did not leave New Gamma Rho because I was pissed off or anything like that, even on the contrary of what people may think or may have read. It was time for me to move on. I still love those ladies. They have my most respect. Anything they throw down, best believe I'm going to be over there screaming New Gamma Rho. So when people think that I left because I was pissed off or whatever, no. You know, those ladies still have my heart. You know, sometimes you have to move on. Sometimes things change. You grow. People grow apart. That's the reason why there's so many damn sororities. People sometimes grow
yes.
apart, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's what happens, you know. So, Sissy,
yes.
I want to hear about tutus and tennis shoes.
Okay. So we, as a sorority, have figured out that there's really not a lot of things going on for Abby kids. And since we're all about positive things, we decided, okay, since this month is National Trisomy Awareness Month, that we would do something where the kids would perform and people would come out and donate for the charity. So tutus, tennis shoes, and trisomy is that we're getting little Abby kids are going to participate, and what they're going to do is they're going to put on a performance for everybody, and they're going to wear their little tutus and tennis shoes. And we're going to raise money for trisomy, because a lot of people don't know what trisomy is, and so we want to raise awareness for trisomy.
And those who don't know what it is,
and for those
Can
of you who don't know what trisomy that don't know what trisomy is, trisomy is kind of another form of Down syndrome. But you, with trisomy, you're born with an extra chromosome, because there's different types of trisomy. There's like trisomy 13, trisomy 18. And you're born with an extra chromosome. Some babies are not, they're not expected to live past 6 months. The reason why I'm so passionate about trisomy is because my real-life little cousin has trisomy. He was born with it, and he was not expected to live past 6 months, but he will be 17 in June.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes. And his mom just wrote a book about him, and he's pretty famous here in Houston. He actually we live in Humble, and the mayor gave him the key to this city.
Oh, wow. He's a blessing.
He is our miracle baby. And if you want to know more about trisomy, for those of you who don't know what trisomy is, you can look on he actually has a page. His page is www.christophersmom.com, and you can read up on what trisomy is all about.
I'm actually pulling it up now.
And actually, you can buy the book that tells his story from when he was born up until now.
There it is.
That is too cool. She actually wrote a book. I love that.
Yeah, she wrote a book about his life. And he's still here, and we had a little scare beginning of this year, but he's doing good. So, like I said, he's our little blessing, our little miracle baby. So,
that is amazing.
That's why I'm so passionate about trisomy, and we try to raise money for that. And so we just got the idea to have little kids perform, because trisomy is what little kids get. So we wanted some little kids to dance and perform. So that's what's going to happen on March 28th, which is Friday.
Oh, goodness. That's this Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
It's this Friday. So if anybody out there who wants their little Abby kid to participate in this tutus and tennis shoes event, please IM me and Whirl and let me know.
Yeah, because I think that would be something positive for them. They'll be giving back.
Yes.
That way they can learn to, you know, so I think that's something really, really positive for the kids. It's like she said, there's not a lot of things that kids can do in SL, because there's not really that many schools, I don't think, that's available. And most kids don't want to go to school anyway.
Yes, they
so
don't.
So they argue about it, so they don't want to go to school. But, you know, we got to get more things out there for, you know, for the little ones, or they're going to start just running amok, which most of them do anyway. But we got to start getting more things out there for them. Sissy, do you have any other
more
plans?
Positive things for the kids.
For the kids, too, do you have any other than tutu and tennis shoes?
Also, now that we have gotten this event together, we decided to come up with Baby Thetas.
Ooh.
So the Baby Thetas will be recruiting. They're going to start at the Tutus and Tennis Shoes event. They're going to be recruiting, and what we're going to do is start doing a lot of positive events for children as well.
Love it. Love it. I may even though my child is not supposed to be born until May, she was telling me last night she doesn't want to wait. So she told me that she didn't want to wait. So I may end up letting her play her Abby and just like not really broadcasting that she's a static, but I'm thinking about letting
just
her come, because she really, yeah. And because she, yeah, plus the fact when I told her about the tutus and tennis shoes, oh my God, she went crazy. She wants to be a part of it. So I really think I'm going to let her, you know, go ahead and do it, because I know she, you know, she's bored at this point. She's no longer playing her big. She actually got rid of her big. So, you know, she wants to play. So, yeah, I may just go ahead and let her.
Well, that'll be awesome.
Just do it. I think I will, because she was, like, saying, Mommy, please. And I'm like going, well, you got a little bit of ways to be here. She's like, well, oh, my God. So I made it that way she can be a part of the thetas and everything. I think that would be fun. But for most of you who, as Sissy said, you know, it's going to be something good for the kids. Like you know, I'm sure a lot of you have sororities that you're probably a part of that may not have a junior or children's division. And if you don't want to get a junior in a, you know, children's division, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with them being thetas. If you're something else, if you're a different sorority, there's nothing wrong with them being
exactly.
thetas. It really,
nothing
really
wrong
isn't.
With them.
Right, because it's about what
because
they
we're all
want.
About
it's
unity
gonna,
anyway.
Right, exactly.
And
that's the whole
together.
Thing. And a lot of people don't understand that. If, you know, if they, you know, they want to join, something they want to do, why not let them? It's not like it's a big deal. It's not like it's going to hurt your reputation as being in whatever sorority you're in because of the fact that, you know, I've got two daughters that are in the Deltas. They, you know, and that's what they wanted to do. I'm not going to get upset with them because they're in a different sorority. My daughter is a founder. So, you know, I support
yeah.
any sorority as long as you are positive.
Exactly.
You have to be a positive, you know, sorority. I have another sister-in-law who is a beta. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. That none of that matters to me, and it shouldn't matter to anybody. So if it is
no.
something that, you know, you think your child would be able to do and have fun and you see it's already talking about positive, then, you know, definitely let them know. Go ahead and get them involved. And,
yeah.
you know, hit Sissy up and, you know, let her know. Because I think that tutus and tennis shoes thing is so cute. It's so cute.
And I actually got that idea from, I teach dance in real life on the weekends. And I actually had my little girls that I teach dance to that song, Tutus and Tennis Shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
At
I
my
really
recital. We had a recital. We had a recital, and they danced to Tutus and Tennis Shoes. I can
Man.
Send you the YouTube link because the
okay.
little girl who sings it. The little girl who sings it. Her name is Shania.
How old is that?
Shania is. That song is actually. Let's see. When I heard it, I think a year and a half ago. Is when
yeah,
I first heard.
Yeah,
because
I'm not mistaken. Our grandbaby had it on her birthday invite, and I think that was, like,
uh-huh.
last year. It was it last
yeah,
year
Yeah, and I think
2012.
It came out, like, a year and a half ago. Either a year and a half ago, about 2 years. Because
yeah.
when Shania first came out, I think Shania was, like, 6 or 7 when she first came out.
How old is she now? About, like, 9 or 10?
She's got, yeah, she's about 9 or 10 now.
She an old woman now.
Yeah,
no
but she's still doing her thing.
See, that's because I don't have any kids. I mean, all my kids are in game. If I had, you know, kids outside the game that were that age, I'm sure I would know about stuff like that. I have no clue.
I don't have no kids
I have
either.
No
I just
clue.
I teach dance.
But that's
like
teach.
I don't have any.
Yeah,
I don't
but
have
that's
any kids.
You teach.
But
that's
I have
why.
Yeah. I teach dance and I teach little girls ages 3 to 12. So.
See, that's why you know, because they keep, you know, kids talk, and kids keep you up to beat
yes,
up to, you know, everything. So when you don't know nothing, you just ask a little kid, they'll tell you, be like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I know you didn't know, but I knew. That's how they look at you, like,
exactly.
I knew.
Exactly.
You know, you didn't know, but I knew. I'll be like, oh, excuse me. With your tutus and tennis shoes on. I may come in
exactly.
my tutus and tennis shoes, too. I may come Friday.
You come
matter
on with
fact,
your tutus and your tennis shoes because
fact.
The sorority will have their tutus and tennis shoes on, too.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that because we all know I'm crazy. And wait, before we get started, are you going to have food?
Yes. You know I'm going to feed
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Because I'm telling you, everybody think I'm kidding. I was going to blow TNT spot up last night. I have told these fools
they didn't
I
want
because
they
so
didn't
much.
Feed you.
No,
they know better.
They
know better.
And then, wait, did you hear, bro?
Tell you better feed your
so
wife.
They ate it all.
I'm like, what? For real? Whoa. Back up, sir. Back the hell up.
I put the two pieces of tennis in your butt.
Okay. I got it.
Oh, she's so cute. She's got Elmo. Oh, my God. She's got Elmo.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
and Cookie Monster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let my baby go ahead, and I'm going to have to. I'm going to let my baby come on, and that means I'm going to be broke for this weekend because I'm going to have to buy her all his clothes and shit. Because I'm telling you, baby, the Toodles or Toodaloos or whatever the hell their name are, their stuff is expensive, sissy. Do you hear me?
It is. But you know what? If she needs a lot of clothes, my cousin makes Toodaloo clothes. I will hook
Thank
her up.
God. Because I was looking... And I was like, wait a minute, hold on, because it's bad enough. Roro is like clothing. You know how Roro is. And now I got this one, too. I'm like, Lord, help me, please.
Well,
help me, please.
It's like, little Shani that you met last night.
She's so cute. Oh, people.
She
oh,
makes,
God, I wish you guys could have looked at her.
She makes Toodaloo clothes.
Really?
That's how that's how she had her outfit to match us last night.
Oh, and she was so cute. I didn't see
and
any
she
pictures
has
of her, though.
Her stuff. Yeah, she has her clothing line is in my store, my clothing store. So her items are also in my clothing store. So we sell stuff together.
And Sissy, tell them about, tell them what your clothing store name is. Go ahead and use this time to do
my
a shameless plug, damn it.
My clothing store is called D&D Emerald Design. And I sell male and female clothing. And then, like I said, my little cousin sells Toodaloo clothing in the store.
Oh, I'm on Facebook, by the way. I guess people heard me typing.
I
need to stop doing this because the thing is, every time I do a show, people will read I do a show, and they'll still get in my box. And I have been told before, why do you get, you know, why do you be sitting like you get quiet? Because I'll be on face freaking book talking.
She be multitasking.
I do. I be on face freaking book talking, yakking. And normally the husband is trying to ask me questions, and you know, or the daughters, plural, because. But yeah. Anyway, that's what happened. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. My sister know I'm insane. She already know I'm crazy. Shoot,
I love
don't
it
know I'm crazy. Shit.
It's okay. We still love you.
What the hell? See, I need to stop talking to people. Because I'm going to have to,
You are such a mess.
You know how, I'm going to have to. Anyway, We have 90 seconds left. I'm sitting up here, I swear, reading all this crap on Facebook. I get distracted real easy. I don't know if the fact that maybe I'm bipolar and don't realize it or, you know, I don't know.
Maybe you just got adult ADD like me and Jamil.
I think so. I just think that shit runs through the family for real because I swear, I was like just sitting up there and all of a sudden my mind just went somewhere else. And Sissy was talking and got quiet. I'm like, why isn't she not talking? And then I realized, hey, your ass ain't said nothing, sugar. You up here typing to somebody else. What the hell, girl? You need to stop. I swear. And normally as a rule, I'll get cut off on my show while I'm still talking because I don't pay attention to when it says 90 seconds. 30 seconds. I was like, I didn't hear it say 30 seconds. What did it say? Oh wow, it's cutting me off. Okay. Anyway, Sissy, thanks so much for being on the show. Love you to death.
No problem. Love you too, Sissy.
Everyone, stay tuned. Remember the 28th. If you need information, hit her up so she can let you know what's going on. And until then, mwah, sugar kisses.
At the moon.